Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, this is Money FM 89.3, and in 2015, the Liquor Control Supply and Consumption Act banned the retail sale of liquor from 10:30 p.m. to 7 a.m. The liquor control laws also applied to all products with more than 0.5% volume of alcohol.
Now, fortunately for Udder's ice cream, this included several of their potently alcoholic flavors, such as wine berries at 3.5% alcohol and rum rum raisin at 3.9% alcohol, and my mouth just filled with saliva. Right from its founding in 2007, the ice cream chain's outlets needed liquor licenses. That's 880 Singapore dollars per shop per year. Mm. Its alcoholic flavors were off limits to those aged below 18, sequestered in a separate cabinet with a notice about age verification checks.
Well, the impossibility of purchasing a legal pint of rum rum raisin after 10:30 p.m. came into the public spotlight back in April 2018, when a Facebook photo of a FairPrice Express outlet sign to that effect went viral. But that was the approach in Singapore until the Pro Enterprise Panel, better known as the PEP, facilitated a rules change that kicked in this year. And to tell us more, our founder of Udder's, Wong Pik Lin, and Eugene Toh, director of the Pro Enterprise Division at the Ministry of Trade and Industry, welcome to the show. Pik Lin, talk us through your journey to safeguard the reputation of your rum rum raisin ice cream and all the other ice creams with alcohol in them, for that matter.
Yeah, sure. So our rum rum raisin has about 3.9% alcohol. And I suppose it was caught under the Liquor Control Act, which kind of classifies it with all sorts of hard liquor. And really, it's just a fun product. You know, people eat it for fun. It's really hard to get drunk on my rum rum raisin unless you eat like 10 scoops or something, which...
You might get fat, really. But I'm not sure drunk.
So, yeah, me too. Yeah.
On weight, but.
So in my 12 years of running Udder's, there's never been any rowdy behavior or any drunken behavior in my outlets. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to see a change in the law such that my rum rum raisin wouldn't be considered hard liquor. Mm-hmm. It's just a fun product. So that's how this whole episode came about.
Yeah. Eugene, it was something authorities were aware of, though, wasn't it?
We've been getting feedback. So as an introduction, the PEP is an internal advocate within the government, which works with businesses to see how we can review the rules and regulations. Mm. So we've been getting feedback, whether it's from the news, and really Pik Lin came in here telling us her problems. Mm-hmm. And we then worked with the MHA to see whether we could review the regulations.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that PEP, Eugene, worked with MHA and the Singapore Police Force to better understand the situation, as you mentioned. I mean, can you talk us through the process and what was uncovered and how did things change?
Yeah, so on hindsight, mm-hmm. as most things in life, we realized that we could have done it better. So mm-hmm. it's one of mm-hmm. those rules that inadvertently caught some of the businesses off guard,
sure, yeah. right,
and had some unintended consequences.
Sure.
Right. But I think the nice things about the process is that we allowed the feedback to be taken in. Mm-hmm. We worked closely with businesses. And then the PEP unit then works with the relevant government agencies. Mm-hmm. So in this case, the MHA and the SPF. And really, it was a review of whether there were sufficient risks to warrant such an increase in regulations on the part of the ice cream.
Mm-hmm. So Pik Lin, it was a long wait, though, to get to this point. But the process overall seemed rather uncomplicated. Maybe you could tell us about it.
Yeah, so I first wrote to the police back in 2010. So that's many years ago. And then I followed up with the police a few times. And then it took an email in 2017 and then 2018 to the PEP. But that last email in 2018 to the PEP got actioned on really quickly. Mm-hmm. And then I attended a dialogue with Minister Chee Hong Tat. And the issue was already being discussed. And lo and behold, one thing led to another. And within about 4-5 months, the law was changed.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking to the founder of Udder's, Wong Pik Lin, and also Eugene Toh, director of the Pro Enterprise Division at the Ministry of Trade and Industry, right here on Money FM. Well, Pik Lin, let's go back a little. And have you tell us why this was important to you? I mean, ice cream with alcohol did make up a huge percentage of your stock, right?
I have it as about 1/4 to 1/3 of the flavors in my shop.
Okay.
So as part of the laws, I'm not allowed to sell the alcoholic flavors to people less than 18.
Mm-hmm.
And in certain times of the day?
In the shop, it is allowed all day. Mm. But in the retail, like the supermarkets and convenience
and the little stores,
it's
yeah.
not.
Okay. Mm.
So having these restrictions on time and the type of people that can consume them did affect my sales to some extent.
I'm sure.
And also, it's kind of awkward at the shop to ask people for their IC when they want to buy ice cream. It's very awkward. And we didn't really know how to explain it, so that was difficult.
Also, take us back a bit, Eugene, as well. I mean, was this never on the radar of the government when the Liquor Control Act kicked in? Or was it just that the reasoning was that it was negligible, perhaps?
Suppose it was a process that the public sector is trying to adjust. So sometimes we have certain regulations that come out a bit stricter. And then as time goes by, there is room for review, taking feedback from the businesses.
There's a realization it can't be blanket.
That's right.
For certain types
That's
of products, right. obviously. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Coming back to you, Peck Lin, tell us a little bit more. How was businesses affected as a result of the Act coming into force in 2015? And how much do you anticipate it to improve from now?
My retail into supermarkets started in 2017.
Right.
So by that time, the law was already there. So after 10:30 till 7 a.m., the product couldn't be sold in convenience stores, which are typically open 24 hours.
Sure.
So that was a bit of a bummer.
There goes the midnight munchies, obviously.
Exactly. Mm. And people generally eat alcoholic ice creams at night.
Uh-huh.
In front of the television, of course.
Actually, there's some proof to that.
Yes. Exactly. Mm. Exactly. So with the removal of the liquor controls on ice creams as a product category, I would expect my sales to go up about 5 to 10%.
Mm-hmm. Not too negligible, actually. Mm. Eugene, might some of these similar areas the PEP might want to look into with regard to this particular Liquor Control Act, maybe confectionery with, you know, booze in it?
Yes, that actually has been lifted up too.
Mm.
But what I really appreciated from Peck Lin is that she came in not as a complainant, right, which is sometimes companies tend to do, but she came in with good constructive feedback. And that gave us a lot more room to be able to say, let's take in that feedback, see what we can do on the review side.
Mm, that and feels there are many like other what areas, our managers right? tell us all the time too, right? Please don't just bring me the problem and complain.
Give us some solutions.
Yeah.
And apart from just cutting red tape, as we saw in this case, which was about reviewing the regulations, we also help companies push for new ideas. So it's any company has good ideas too. It's like football. We don't just do the defensive part. We also do the offensive part.
Mm-hmm.
And if companies have good ideas but get stuck, whether it's in the bureaucracy, it is my unit's job to bring them through and see what we can do to facilitate.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's put Eugene on the spot. Have you tried the Rum Rum Raisin?
Yes, of course.
Oh,
we're
big fan.
Fantastic. Thanks, Eugene.
Founder of Udders, Wong Peck Lin, and also Eugene Toh, Director of the Pro Enterprise Division at the Ministry of Trade and Industry. Thanks for joining us today.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.